everybody. Well, this is our Friday Nation Lightship video show. This is the show that we do paranormal entries, if we have any. So if you have any paranormal experiences, you can send it to the fast chat. That'd be great. We'll see how tonight goes. I know we have a lot of emails we can talk over and get information on. So first one to clear the day today, which is May 26, 2017. For these days, recycle every year, and they can copy and paste bad experiences your way. They being the unwanted universal travelers, the youths, the aliens out there. So here we go. This is today's date. I'm going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screen. So if you're new listening, just bring up one of the light beams on the BBS page that we have, Creation Lightship Healing, or just go to the website, Creation Healing or creationlightship.com. That will get you right there, too, with the light beam picture. So here we go. Energizing that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we always release from you a situation, a trauma, or whatever you're dealing with, just to help you out a little. And remember, I can get rid of one of your timelines, okay? So, you know, if you've been in pain for like say 3 days, and I can release one timeline that you're on, even though you could be on, you know, 50,000 of them. Each time you get a pain, you recognize that, that's another timeline. And get rid of the one that you're looking at. That's the way the timeline clearings work. So here we go. Releasing that one timeline that you're thinking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Normally the strongest one is what they connect you to, even though you're on other ones. And the ones that you don't know about could be the reason why you're not having a healing done on yourself or getting well, because these energies are coming into you. So turn it over to Ann. I'll just mention the chakra calls tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific, $20, and you'll be sent the codes automatically. So anyway, let's continue on here. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes. Hello, good evening, and welcome, everyone. You are listening to Ron Amatron, the Creation Lightship Healing Show. And as Ron said, tomorrow he's doing a special live in-person over the phone healing call. So if you're new, welcome, and you'll learn more this evening, but you and Ron will certainly do some sample healings tonight. But even if you are new, you might want to join us at 1 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow for the shackle removal session. And I think it goes right along with what Ron was saying, how our Friday night show is always paranormal, because that's pretty paranormal that we have energetic shackles on and in our bodies from past lifetimes. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about that, Ron, I guess no time like the present, but you sent out an email that describes it perfectly. And I thought I'd share that with everybody. This special healing conference call will focus on the removal of various body shackle attachments. To release these firmly embedded devices, a special procedure is required. These restraints held within the physical body have a negative effect on joints, muscles, organs, skin, and bones. This energy can contribute to depression, lack of physical energy, and the feeling of becoming old. Participants on the previous calls reported having a greater sense of body awareness, ease of movement, and considerable relief from conditions such as stiffness, chronic pain, and other body dysfunctions. Many participants expressed they felt both emotional and mental freedom from the removal of body shackle attachments. Again, that's 2 hours. It's tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time. If you haven't received this email First of all, you'll want to sign up for Ron's emails on his website, creationlightship.com. And if you would like to read it, I can send it to you after the show tonight. Just send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that is where you can send any other questions you might have or testimonials of healings, any paranormal events you wanted to bring to Ron's attention or get his input on, even though I think most of us feel, Ron, that everything is paranormal. I always say that. If we're living here, we're living in a paranormal universe. And, okay, so anything else you want add to what's going to happen tomorrow, Ron?
Yeah, so we've had some people asking, so you could be a registered absentee person, which means that you know, instead of being live on the call, you just pay for it, and you put your picture up in front of you, in front of your monitor screen, and then you're a registered absentee person, and the energy will go into your picture and go to you. So that's the way to do that, and it's good to let me know. Also, if you're not going to be on the call, just to mention that you're going to be a registered absentee person, and that's it. I don't need to know what your problems are because they'll be doing different things during the call to help release these particular shackles. So sometimes I'll get maybe a list of different ailments people have, and I don't even read them, to be honest. And I don't need to know what they are because everything's in the moment when I get on the call. People ask me, Ronna, what are you going to be doing on the call? Well, I don't know. I won't know until I'm on the call doing it live. We'll be getting shackles off of people. And also, during that process of getting the call started, I'll start to get information, we'll say, or scanning people just to see what they might need. That's the way the calls work. So it's not planned by me at all, just that the only planning is that I'll be there on the call at 1 o'clock Pacific, a little bit before that, in fact. Oh, Ann, do we have any information from past calls, the testimonials, or people, maybe people asking about what's happening, or just that we can just go into the show?
We do. We have we have a question that just came in about tomorrow, which is, can you, or I guess should you, do this for a deceased loved one?
I don't see where it would help their spirit, because it's still out there, but it's the person's not living. But I will go a little further. That energy from that loved one could be connected. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying it's a great possibility that it's connected to your soul family. And so if they're being tortured with the shackle and they're not living, that would be going to the soul family. And because you're physically related to the person, that energy from the soul family could be coming into you. So if I would say, even if I'm only 20% right, okay, on that, I would say definitely I would do that for them. Just pay for it for them. And do that, because it will affect you through the soul family. Okay? So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, I'm just looking to see if I can get some. The shackle clearing, someone wrote in from the past one, is a gift to our energy. Would love another shackle clearing. So that's good. They're getting their wish there, and thank you so much for the shackle call. I cannot even find words to express how great I feel after it. I will be the first to sign up for the next call, so that's good. And we have been hearing from people that are signing up, Ron, and apparently, I'm just trying to find the list here. We had some keywords that we made a list of suggestions for people to clear. So that's apparently on a document. So if someone's interested in having some things to clear on the Alien Keyword Intercept, which is a free healing, and the natal barcode clearing, I'll find that and send it out to people. Someone wrote in, thank you for the shackle release call. I know the strongest area of the body for me was the legs. I felt tingling all the way up to my hips. I know something or things were released. I know as I go about my life in the coming days, I will feel the results of being free of shackles. Also, really appreciated being made real on the call. Feel very energized and peaceful.
Very good.
Ron, why don't you, like today you had the wonderful healing call that you do every Friday, and you made us real on that, as you do often several times on your live calls, but maybe explain to people what you mean by making us real.
Well, that's good, yeah. So what you are is a cloned human, hopefully you're a cloned human, and the reason why you're on timelines and living timelines and having experiences is because you're not in the present moment. And so what happens is when you're on timelines, you're not living on the new Earth, and you're living on the, we could call it the old Earth, the law of attraction Earth, using that term. And so the Earth that you're living on is where you're not real. And you're only real when you're in the present moment, and then your spirit can join you in your healing process to help you. And it just depends, you know, how much spirit energy you have. Like I mentioned on one of the shows, people living here don't have, you know, I don't want to sound negative, but, you know, you don't have probably more than 1% of you from what you had when you first incarnated here. So as far as being, you know, the real powerful spirit, when you get pain, your spirit leaves you. So when you need it the most, it's out of here. It doesn't want to get caught into any more darkness like it has in the past. But when you're made real, then everything around you changes, and you're on the new Earth, the real Earth that was just created, instead of the fabricated one with timelines and the Earth that is in the multidimensional reality where aliens can abduct you onto timelines. Remember, your thoughts create your reality in the darkness, okay? So when you have a thought, that goes back to typically a memory. So you're living on a past timeline with that thought. And you want to be in the present moment, so you're going to be unobstructed. And you're not going to worry or deal with the past because you're in the present moment. That's where you want to live. So on the calls, I make you all real so you can get the full benefit of that particular call. Otherwise, you're going to be out on timelines. So most people on the call, they just maybe sit back, relax, lay down, and just allow things to happen as the light beings work with you. The thing not to do, okay, is to get on your computer and look up stuff, watch TV, or anything else, because that will put you on timelines. So if you're planning to do that, I would highly recommend that you do not get on the call, because you probably will have very little benefit from it, because you're not going to be present in the present moment, because you're going to be putting your focus somewhere else on timelines, and you won't get a healing because you're out on timelines. So back to you.
Okay, and I'll just add a little to that, Ron, which is when you speak to the light beings, which you should do during any of the healing calls and the computer healings as well, and speak aloud to them and to your spirit, I always command my spirit to connect to the mind of my body to accept, receive, and integrate all the creation lightship healings that are going on now. And I try to keep saying that every few minutes to keep myself present, most importantly, but also to actually receive all the full benefits from the calls.
Yeah, that's very good. And so going a little further, the light beings and myself are in the present moment. Okay? What happened 5 minutes ago, I don't have any recall of that. So if you somehow think, because you started the call off and you said, I have a problem with my ankle, and I hope that the shackles are taken off of my ankle, okay, during this call. Well, it eventually will probably go to your ankles, okay? But just by stating that, you won't have any work done until I command the energy to work on your ankle. And on the other calls, for instance, that we have, you know, the life beings are not going to remember or even know what you talked about, you know, a few seconds after you are telling them what you want to have worked with. They don't have memory. They like you. And that's why you want to be present in the present moment and tell them, yeah, I got this problem. You know, it hurts here. Fix it, you know, in a sense. And from there, they'll do what they can do. If it doesn't completely correct your problem, then request it again and again and again. Okay? So that's the best way to deal with the light beam. But just getting on the call once, maybe, you know, you're going out someplace, so you get on the call and you go, yeah, I want to have my left elbow worked on, and thank you, light beings, goodbye. Well, they just worked on it typically as soon as you said that. As far as them continuously working on you, you know, throughout the whole call, no. Sure request in the present moment that they're working with. So hopefully you understand that. So they're not in time. Then there's no memory, no recall from the past. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, and I think that you could also fall and make the mistake of believing, like if you have a condition that you want worked on, that, oh, well, the light beings know what's wrong with me. You know, I'm always working on the same thing, so they know. And that's not the case. You need to keep saying it out loud. Right?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh. And just remember, on the light shift, they're working with you, and they're asking you because there's no time there. And, you know, they will work, and then down here, it's up to you to confirm and validate what you want done. But up there, they are connecting with you also. And you're probably walking around because they're not in time. But it's always best down here to scan the present moment to get full benefit of the clearing. Now, if you're not in the present moment, then you're on timeline. So what gets healed on the light shift is not going to have any effect on you here because you're on other timelines doing stuff. That's why I say don't do anything else typically when you're on the call. Now, if you can be peaceful and do the mind a heart drop, you know, you can do your dishes and do anything else, walk around your house and vacuum, because you're peaceful and you're in the present moment. Nothing's wrong with that. But if you're trying to use your mind to figure something out mentally, like looking at the internet and doing things like that, or maybe you're preparing for a class at college or something and you're reading and you're still on the call, no, forget it. You're in the mental realm. It doesn't, you know, remember these emotional bodies, trauma bodies, mental bodies, all the other energetic bodies that you have here are what's going to keep your healing from happening on you. That's why you want to do the whole lifetime clearings. Because on the light ship, you are fixed. When you come here, the other bodies get in the way, which gave you your problem to begin with. And, you know, if you're not concentrating on the healing, being in the present moment, those bodies will just take over and invalidate what the light beings have done for you. Back to you.
Okay, and the person that asked about if they could do the call tomorrow for a deceased loved one has a second part of the question, which is they really want your answer. They have not done the emotional and spirit release for them when they first were deceased. So would it still be worth it to do it for them?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. Because they're not here. The body, which is your physical body, you know, is no longer here. So it's not going to affect the physical body. I'm just talking about bodies that are on timelines, okay, that are connected to your soul family, contaminating your soul family. By doing this, you may have less energy coming to you from the situations and problems on timelines that person is dealing with. Especially, you know, the shackles are painful. Oh, you know, you may be having pain in your body. Maybe one of your parents has shackles on it. They're in your soul family. They resonate to you because they created you, part of their DNA, and that DNA that they're having problems with through the RNA and or RNA is coming into you, and you're having a pain from them. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, and a couple of people are asking for that list of words and phrases to clear, and I did find it. We have it in a file. And the people that have done the shackle calls before, of course, already have these, but if you're new and you haven't been on it before, on this call before, you can send that to me. And it's for words that are controlling and phrases and that kind of thing that aren't, you know, we shouldn't be saying things we find ourselves repeating or have had repeated to us. So it'll be, it's a job, but there, it's a good list. And, okay, I'll get back if you have any other. Oh, we had one other question about the shackle call, Ron. Are you going to charge water for people tomorrow?
Yes, so you may want to get maybe 8 containers of water, 8 glasses ready. That's about what we normally charge during the call. It'll work throughout the whole day, too. And so, naturally, if you have, you know, 10 ounces of water and you have 8 of those, you're not going to drink them all at once. But you know, possibly you could. But one of the waters that we charge, you might just love. Maybe you might have like 4 or 5 swallows of it. And you're not even thirsty, but your body needs it. So, yes, have that ready. And if you drink a lot of one water, then just refill it. And automatically the water will be, you know, charged up again for you. The water is unique to you. So if you're going to give it to, you know, your neighbor, it's not going to work for them. It's just uniquely done for you. So back to you.
Right. Okay, so here's, I'll move on. And, of course, you're still welcome to send any questions or even someone might have a testimonial about, you know, still from having been on the past shackle calls because many people comment about Creation Light Ship Healings that you're something has just gone from you and you mightn't be even be aware of what, you know, left you for weeks or months. So if somebody has a testimonial like that, we would love to hear it. But I'll change the subject now, Ron, and it's this weekend is kind of the unofficial in the United States anyway, beginning of summer and people travel. And this is something you have talked about before. When you drive somewhere, like if you're going on a road trip or something, you have said when you're driving, it sometimes seems like you're going into a billboard, like you're driving into a different reality. And a listener was on a Route 80 coming into Omaha last week, and they were really had that feeling like, wow, I was driving into a billboard, as Ron called it. And they saw a dead animal, and it looked fake, and thought, oh, that was seems like it was placed there to maybe make people feel emotional. And then everything looked like a movie set. There was a truck on the side of the road that was weird, and that seemed fake, like there were no cops around, but it looked like it had been an accident, you know. And then I just put on the gas and was driving very fast and not sure who or where I was and for how long. So you've talked about that in the past, Ron, and I was thinking, wow, a lot of people might be taking road trips coming up soon. And do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, when you feel, if you start to yawn or something, then that means that you're probably abducted. So driving into the billboard, the reason why I came up with that phrase is because it's the same scene that you're looking at when you're driving straight ahead. But they give you a billboard or a different movie set that they actually abduct you into, and it looks like where you're going. Now you're on a different movie set. You're not in the present moment because they abducted you. And you're going in on this timeline. And normally what will happen is you will kind of feel a little weird. It may take 5 minutes for you to get back onto the real highway, we'll call it. But that's how you miss off-ramps and things. You think that, wow, what was I doing, you know? Why didn't I see that off-ramp that I've taken, you know, a few thousand times every day, you know, for years, you know, and I missed it? Well, it's because it took you into a different place. So your car vanished from the timeline that you were on. And remember, you're still on a timeline. unless you're in peace, and they put you on to another one to do something to you. So I don't want to talk about that situation, but you're not here. You're somewhere else, and they can have different fabrications happening where it may look kind of weird to you, which is what this person probably just discovered. So I call that driving into the billboard. And all of a sudden, you're somewhere else in the Beyondo, and they make the scenery for you and the scenes. And for that amount of time that you're gone, when you do come back, you realize that it may look a little different. Normally, your ears could pop, possibly, as you were abducted sometimes, and your ears can pop during that. Maybe your eyes may water. Maybe you may yawn. And then you're back to where you were before, but you have no recall what actually happened. Oh, that's what goes on. It would be interesting, going a step further. Let's just say that for some reason you're driving and you got abducted and you missed, say, 5 miles of road, okay? Now you get home and you put your TV on, and you were on this road exactly at 6 o'clock, right? And all of a sudden you get on the news and they go, man, there's been this gigantic truck accident, you know, there, exactly where you were, but they abducted you, and you didn't see any of this stuff going on because you were on a different timeline. And you go, wow, I was there, but I didn't see it. What's going on here? Am I, you know, something's going wrong with my head? Am I wrong, you know, not thinking straight, or, you know, amnesia or whatever? No, it's just that you were not living on that timeline. And kind of switching this over, you know, there are people listening who have probably been, you know, at the Fukushima disaster. We'll just use that with the water coming in, you know, the gigantic waves. And when you hear about it, you maybe get teary-eyed and you feel upset because you knew people at that time where you were. Maybe you're on vacation, they're on a timeline, and that happened. But you know, still live where you live now. But on that timeline, you were there, and it affects you drastically. And you go, wow, I don't know why. Whenever I hear about it, I get really upset. And you don't know why, and that's because you were actually there on a timeline when it happened. So, switching it over again, another little flip side of the coin here. All prophecies are real, and it's up to you to decide if you choose to believe in that prophecy, okay? And so when you hear something is, you know, going to be happening in a couple of days or whatever, you can do timeline crashes on it so that you're not going to be put on that timeline. And the good thing is that people do is the gray sky clearing, which is free when they hear about disasters happening or bad weather, etc. And so you do that, and that energy does not come to you. And it normally is focused around where you physically are. And typically, if you're in your house, that's where it's going to be focused, and it could be disasters all around your house. And after the smoke clears, you get outside and you look, we'll say, and well, the storm clears and everything else around you is not in too good a shape, but your house was untouched because you did the gray sky clearing. So, back to you.
Okay, right, Ron. Now, and you have said, if you're taking a trip, I just remembered that if you can possibly bring your device and run some healings in the car, that would help keep you off some of those timelines and out of the billboard, possibly.
And just, you know, if you don't have internet, you know, when you do have it at your house or, you know, wherever you get Wi-Fi or whatever, then put the clearing up and put it for a longer amount of time than what's on there. It's normally defaulted to something, and maybe put a couple of zeros behind it or whatever on the timer. And then, you know, put your picture, if you like, on your laptop in your back seat. You know, make sure it's plugged in somehow, get an inverter or whatever, and have it ride along with you with that clearing going. It will connect to you. You don't need internet as long as you don't turn off your computer or change the page on it. It'll still run in the boonies. So, you know, tamper with your computer. That will still work perfectly. Oh, back to you.
Okay, yes, wonderful, Ron. Also, I would remind people the wonderful bites and stings clearing healing is available, which is something people often need in the summertime. And, Ron, I was wondering, we've been talking a lot, is there any healing you want to do, perhaps a sample of the bites and stings clearing for people?
I could do that, yes. So if you do have a bite or sting right now that maybe you received today or, you know, the last couple of days, or if you don't have it, you probably had a bite or sting sometime during your life. So I just need you to focus on your memory. This is what happens. Remember, the memory brings you into that situation. Doesn't matter how old you were, what you think of the memory, you're there automatically because that timeline still exists. And I'll take away the pain on that timeline. So it's possible that maybe you got a little bump on your arm. Let's just look at that. And that's where you had, you know, that wasp sting, you know, when, you know, 35 years ago, okay? And so you got this little bump that you don't know you have it, and that's where the wasp got you. So we're going to do a clearing for that. Went back in time. Remember, we can go back in time because that's your memory. That's who you are. You are your past history. Future in light has not been created yet. Let's understand that. On the dark side planet here, controlled by aliens, then they already have the stuff set out for you, just like on your middle barcode. Maybe you have a life path here, and so you know, they tell you when you're going to be born, basically, and when you're going to die, and that's what they do is bring you in and take you away. So they do have that history and that projection of how long you're going to be living. Source energy is nothing in the future, nothing in the past. But I can go back in your past to clear that. That's what we do with all the full lifetime clearings. So let's go back to that time when you got that whatever it was wrong with you. And it could even be something else. But we're dealing with bites and stings. Or maybe a red ant got you. Maybe you sat on a red anthill. Who knows? But anyway, hopefully not. Here we go. Think of that time. I can go back there and clear that one timeline that you're looking at. So here we go. Releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5, there. And maybe that little bump on your arm just went away. Who knows? But that's what we do. What I'm going to do now is also another clearing, and I'm going to clear away the oxygen. And I think we have colors of oxygen just because we had to find out different types that the aliens are bringing here. And so we just put the colors on them. So I'm going to do a color of red. Let's take away the color red oxygen that's infecting you. Where they come in with this nanotechnology, et cetera. We'll take away the red stuff, and it can affect your breathing. So here we go. All the different colors can. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, this show is going by really quick right now. Man. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, a listener wrote in that they recommend doing the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox clearing in conjunction with any kind of bites or stings thing, and they're mentioning a specific, in the news virus that you might want to clear, but I don't think you need to clear that unless it's come to your attention. So I'm not going to bring it to anybody's attention because maybe that you've never heard of it and you don't want to put yourself on timelines by getting the news. Okay, somebody, when you were talking, we were talking about the driving into the billboard, Ron, and probably being abducted. Someone wrote in and said, oh, well, the phrase absent-minded really says it all.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah. And somebody wrote in to say, last Friday, someone called in to detail how she legally changed her name and associated records, then cleared it using the natal barcode removal, which inspired me to check my own records to clear. I have a reminder that when it comes to names, also clear the suffix. For example, Mr., Mrs., Ms., Dr., and any degree initials used after the name. Very important as they define us. Their origin is from hierarchy rule.
Very good. Great. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes, and I remember a very happy professional person, I believe she was a nurse, that wrote in and said, you know, she was so used to putting a bunch of letters after her name and had always been thought that was so important and been proud of it and cleared it all and then just felt free and like a new person, was so glad she'd gotten rid of those, probably a form of shackles, right?
Yep, yeah, there's energetic shackles. So,
right.
What happens on the shackle call, I'll just describe that briefly. You are living physical timelines just like you're listening to me talking right now, and you're physical. And there could be timelines out there where you are in shackles. Okay? So let's just say that, for instance, the aliens wanted to put you into a physical timeline in the medieval days, and they put you on one of those stretchers, and they put shackles on you, etc. And you're physically living that, and the energy comes back to you. So these are, we take the shackles off you. These will be physical shackles out on timelines where you have, where you are living those lifetimes, okay? And then you also have energetic shackles that are on you. So it works, it'll be working both ways. I won't be doing two separate situations where I say this is physical and this one here is energetic. I might do one or two just to have you feel the difference on them and know that they do work that way, but we'll find out tomorrow what happens. But basically, it works with both ways. Once you're on a timeline and you're living that, you know, you are bringing the energy back to you here because it resonates with you. So, and your past, which is your memories and your first story or his story, is what you're living right now, along with all the thoughts of all of your ancestors. So that, isn't that gracious of the aliens to give you that debt? Because you are in debt with these things. So anyway, that kills you. Back to you.
Okay, we have an email from somebody who met you recently at one of the expos, and I know are busy doing some healings on themselves. And she wrote, "Hello, Ron. It's disappointing to learn that grounding the body is not good for you. I used to walk barefoot on the beach for good vibes. I feel like everything I've learned in the past few years is rubbish. I've had to let go of many things rather quickly. Poof. But I'd rather know the truth. Thank you for everything you have shared."
Yeah, so what happens when you ground yourself, using that term, what are you grounding to? What part of your body are you grounding? Okay, typically, when you say you're grounding yourself, you're actually taking your spirit and putting it into the earth. And a lot of the meditations that people do, they have you, your spirit, okay, go there, someplace in the center of the earth or whatever, and they give you a guided meditation from that location. So you're actually harming your spirit greatly by doing this, because you are following a guided meditation, forcing your spirit out of your body to go there. But the mind is very powerful. And in the old times, you know, your spirit would say, nope, the mind doesn't exist, and I'm not going to do that. So there was a point in time before your spirit got taken over by that mind energy that you had probably some energies with you that could actually help you. You know, as you said, no, I want my spirit to, you know, get rid of this mind energy. You could probably do that. Now it doesn't really relate to that because everybody's caught up in the law of cause and effect, the darkness energies. So basically, when you connect to the earth with your feet, okay, now we'll switch it over a little bit. Now you're using your physical body. You connect to the earth. So as you're walking upon say the beach, the sand on the beach, you're naturally stepping on seashells typically. And so there was depth to some type of seashell, bitter, okay, or maybe you're stepping on, you know, whatever was there. Maybe you're stepping on, crabs and lobsters and dead fish that you can't physically see, but their energy's there. And so you're connecting your body to all these things, bringing that all into your body energetically. So that's what happens. And you never want to ground because you're going to be suffocating your spirit going into that energy. In fact, you may try it. I don't want to do that. That's kind of getting into the darkness stuff. But remember, whatever you're on, if you're up in the mountains, we'll say, walking around, was there forest fires there, and you're trying to ground to a forest fire, and you're grounding to dead animals that died in the forest fire, and all that trauma's coming into your body. So yeah, what you've been taught with this new age garbage is just there to take you away from knowing more about you, your own spirit, and to be in integrity with yourself. You're taking on lies and information that shouldn't even be talked about. So back to you.
Okay, yes, Ron, that's such great information. We just want our spirits integrated into every cell in our bodies. Is that right?
Yep, and not to leave you and not to go outside looking at stuff, you know, such as like astral traveling or something.
Right. I just wanted to add that email I just read. The same person says, I have an earthing bed sheet and computer pad that's supposed to combat Wi-Fi and cell phone towers, energies. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, Ron, right? I mean, that might still be a very good thing for her to use, right?
I can't really comment on that. Some things that I see at the expos, to me, have no energy on them, and people say they work, and they do muscle testing, and I don't necessarily believe that they're probably working, but it could, so I don't know. I really can't comment on those type of things, okay?
Okay.
Remember, if you're buying something, and it's programmed, okay, and it's not natural, then you have somebody programming something mentally, and now you're taking their mental program and putting it around your neck, maybe as a pendant or something. If it's a natural thing from the earth and it works, that's great. Or, you know, it's made. Like people wear, they'll put like maybe a piece of aluminum foil in their hat, and that helps to get rid of EMF radiation. That works. The pendants, I just can't really say that they always work, so I got to just let that one go. Some people get them and they go, they love them, so I don't know. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay, got it. Right, so it's not bad to protect yourself from those energies, but just make sure you've got something that actually works.
And you won't, you know, it's, you know, and then also look at it as, well, yeah, this is working, but what are they using, you know? We talked about the scalar energies now, scalar waves, and they create things to get rid of scalar stuff, and, you know, who knows what you're being hooked up to, you know, with that stuff. But anyway.
Did you say sailor?
Sailor. Scalar waves, that's the new high-tech stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know about
that. I really can't comment on that stuff. You know, if it came from the earth, physically, you know, like if somebody said, yeah, you know, like this flower, you know, you go out and you buy, or like a rose, let's just say you go out and get a yellow rose, and the rose does this here, and naturally it probably smells good if it's a real rose. And, you know, I could put that around my computer, and the fragrance of the real rose from the earth is made by the earth energy, earth spirit, and that protects my computer, and I can see that it works, and it's wonderful. I say, great, that's earth energy helping you with this situation. But other stuff that's man-made or whatever, you know, the bottom denominator there is probably going to be from aliens, so be careful. Remember, they gave you your mind to think with. They gave you all the inventions here. So back to you.
Okay. And someone wanted to know if you have time now to do any private one-on-one healing sessions, for instance, after surgery or something.
No, have them go on to the Body Jumpstart Clearing. Still very, very busy.
Oh, yes. Okay, I thought so, but I wanted to just get that out there. Okay, someone else who has been enjoying the many archetypes.
On that, okay.
Sorry?
So the person is asking, you know, for, let's just say, a private session for me to help them. The first thing is, what have you done for yourself to help you? Okay? So you need to know that you need to do clearings on yourself. You just can't jump into something like the Body Jumpstart and expect to have a lot of energy coming your way if you haven't cleaned out your emotional body and your mental body and everything else. There's probably maybe like four other bodies that you may wish to do, okay? So you need to clean those out first because they gave you your problem. You need to get that energy out of your body. And then the other clearings will work, like the Body Jumpstart, much easier and probably quicker for you. But if it doesn't, you know, if you don't clean out your original basic clearings that we recommend, then, you know, you better do that first. Back to you.
Okay, so a listener wrote in to recommend an archive. So if you want the date, I'll give the description and then I'll say the date, so get a pen or something and ready to copy this down. They say that in this show, Ron removed an alien attachment from our backs. I really felt something move down my back. He said it was like a cross. Also, Ron speaks of some battles. Thank you for all you do, Ron. And the date of that archive on BBS was November 28th, 2016.
Yeah, it was hell back then. So back to you.
And someone is asking about the Merkaba that you sell, and there are also other pictures that Ron sells. And on the lower left-hand side of the website, creationlightship.com, you just go there and let me actually see it, what it says about the pictures, and it gives you the prices and everything. And really all you need to do is, it has a form for mail, but you can also just send Ron an email with your receipt, and he will send out whichever picture you want, including the Merkaba one, if that's what you want. I'm just trying to find what it's called.
Yeah, and when you get the picture after we send it to you, then I'll energize it. You know, I'll need your phone number, so that would be from you telling me that you bought it. You know, this is the receipt for it, and I need your name and phone number and address. And then maybe within a week or so after we mail it, then we'll get a time where we're both convenient for me to energize your personal Merkaba or the picture, and it'll bring you peace energy.
Right, and it says Divinely Activated Pictures, and it's under this heading Personal Divine Activations, and most of them are $10. You'll see a long grouping of them. And but Ron, is the Merkaba more than 10?
That one's 15.
15, I thought so. Okay.
That one is, but you really should be buying is that Merkaba one.
Okay.
The other ones look great because you're probably used to, you know, in the old days, praying to something outside of yourself. So you may buy Archangel Michael or Jesus or Mother Mary or whatever. But the Merkaba, when I activate it, that is you. So when you have it in your room or you walk by it, it's in perfect perfection, and it can help to realign you somewhat. I'm not going to say it's going to make you perfect, but it's your own particular physical template of your cells in your body. It's just keeping it very, very simple here. And that's your main foundation of your body. So that's what a lot of people like getting at the expos once they understand what it's about. Otherwise, it just looks like, you know, a Merkaba, and they think, a lot of people think of Metatron or something, and they kind of go off on a tangent. But no, this one's charged up strictly for you. It will not work for your daughter or your son or your husband. It'll work just for you. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. Those are. It's really nice to have those. Someone was wondering why the light beings aren't all just non-gender, and we also have female and male, and I think that's just so... They do have different jobs, though, but it's also so we can relate to them. Is that correct?
That's a real good question. The males are typically the dark doctors that work with you, and they come in groups of three. The females may come in just as themselves, one at a time. When I bring the males in, which I really haven't done for a long time, and this show I can't do it on, but the males are right to the point, matter of fact, no BS. Once in a while, they'll come through me on the VBS shows. I'm trying mainly to have females come in as I'm speaking to you. The males come in, they're a little harsher, and basically they don't take any crap, we'll say, okay? And they'll tell you just exactly the way it is. If you get your feelings hurt, they're just giving you information. The females are a little more gentle, and so that's why I normally have had the females come in. And I had to do that when I started VBS Radio. I strictly had males with me throughout my whole life. And it's a little harder to communicate when you have males with you because you're a little more obtuse, okay? So when I started doing the VBS video shows, I had to bring in more of the female aspect into my body to communicate with you. Back to you.
Okay, someone is asking where the alien keyword intercept is, and that is on the Creation Lightship website on the left-hand side. It's one of Ron's free clearings. If you just go down a bit, it says under recommended healings, there's the healing login key, and I know this person has done quite a few healings, so they know where that is. Then it says recommended healings, then free healings. And you open that drop-down box, and it's the second from the bottom, Alien Keyword Intercept. And what a lot of people do is clear the same words or phrase or sentence, whatever you're clearing on the natal barcode, also clear it on the Alien Keyword Intercept, which is a free healing and a wonderful one.
Yeah, so you just go to that the box. There's an arrow. Click on the arrow, and then it will display 16 free clearings, and then select the one that you would like to have, click on it, and then that name of that clearing will go into the box. Then you have to hit the word go, and then that clearing all of a sudden appears in front of you, and timer on it, and you start it, and that's the way it basically works.
And if I could just make a little suggestion.
Your name and your what you're dealing with, but each one's that's the way it works. So you have to just go through those steps. And it might be good just if you have maybe an hour of time just to take each one and click on it and kind of read about it. Some are different. Some are pretty standard as being the same, but some are actually different. So back to you.
And if I could just share again how I work with the two clearings together. If I'm, let's say I'm going to clear the word shackle, which is probably a good word for us to all clear, when you type it into the alien keyword, the natal barcode, after you put your name at the top, you type in the word or whatever you want to clear, and then that automatically brings up an amount of time. Each letter or symbol you put in there takes 5 minutes to clear. So if shackle is going to take say, 30 minutes to clear, I put Shackle in the alien intercept, and I clear it for 30 minutes. So it's they run for the same period of time. And then, especially when you have a long list, it helps you get through them more quickly. And then you can review your list and see if you still feel a charge on any of the words and then redo them for a longer period of time if that's necessary. And the other tip that someone gave us is you can open two different pages of the natal barcode and do part one on one page and part two simultaneously on the second page. So when you have a lot of stuff to do, it makes it a little less overwhelming.
And it looks like on our BBS page, there's a missing link, and that'll be fixed, I think, by BBS, you know, for the, I guess, the fast chat or something. So,
okay.
Anyway, right now it's off.
Okay, good. And it's pretty much time to say goodbye, Ron. We're all looking forward to the Shackle call. Again, that's 1 p.m. You can still sign up to join us. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific time, and Sunday is the 7-hour healing call, 7 hours of healing on Creation Lightship at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay, everybody, so let's do the mind to heart drop that you should be doing daily, maybe every hour if you can. Only takes 20 seconds to be in the present moment. So here we go. You must command your spirit out loud. So by doing so, you say, I now command my spirit. That's working with the now. Present moment is the now. Now you're commanding your spirit in the now to do something for you, okay? So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And for the newbies, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You've been doing it for maybe a week or two, then you can just do 3, 2, 1. It works the same. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Hopefully we'll see you all on the Shackle call tomorrow. Give you some relief from the aliens. Bye, everyone. Thank you.